Okay, hello guys.
Did you get any nibbles, Joe?
Oh my god, I'm recording. Okay, we're gonna try again at the intro. Is anybody... Okay, I'm going to add this to my episode no matter how much noise anyone makes. Because if I add enough shorts to my episode. Anyways, yeah, hello guys. This is Beach Mansion Part 2 that was made like 5 minutes after Beach Mansion Part 1. This time I am going to do something besides explain stuff in too much detail. I'm going to do book recommendations that has nothing to do with Beach Mansion. But, like, that's just the first part. Yeah, that works. Anyways, book recommendation
Wait,
number...
my iPad is not in the
Bruh,
car.
I'm recording. Dad! Shush! The viewers are hearing you, bruh. Anyways, book recommendation number one is Warriors about cats. I would recommend the first book first, but there's four in the series that I know of. It's about cats who live in the forest, and they're different clans, and yeah, it's really cool. Each episode focuses on the Thunder Clan and Rusty's life, I think. Yeah. Yes. I'm recording, bruh. Yes. Book recommendation number two is the Harry Potter series. There are 7 in the actual series, but there is a fan-made 8th book. It's about a boy named Harry Potter who is the boy who lived, with air quotes. I don't know why I did that.
In case you've never heard of the book before.
Oh, my God. But I know it's a popular book. Let me explain this to peoples. Shush. Anyways, that was kind of given his name. He was the only person to survive a very dark person's killing curse. It's about magic and kind of Hogwarts, which is the school for magic. And then there's people called Muggles. They're normal people, like you probably. Sorry if you're actually going to Hogwarts and then I called you a Muggle. That was awkward laugh. Anyways, I slapped my foot really hard. Book recommendation number 3, I think it, yeah. It's a book called, I forgot the name. You should have to, like, wait for me to remember the name of the book. I should have written a script, bruh. Oh, right. The book is called Amari and the Night Brothers. It's really cool, and it's also about magic. So all of these basically have been about magic. And it's about a girl whose brother went missing doing... it was because his job is very dangerous. His job is basically, he's, like, basically keeping magic under control and stuff like that. So, yeah. That's Amari and the Night Brothers. You should totally get all of these books. And now we will have, ad. So, yeah. Okay, I'm back after the ads. And this part's actually going to be about the Beach Mansion. Books was kind of related because, like, you can read there. Y'all are louder than my podcast, bruh.
So we should go and do it somewhere
private. Sigh. Yeah, but, like...
There are plenty of spaces.
You do not understand. Bruh. Anyways, yeah, I think there's a national park. Is that a national park out there?
Elk.
A state park. It's a state park.
Elk
Yay.
National State Park.
Yeah, we had a state park that actually connects
to
the
lighthouse.
The episode.
The
lighthouse. Yes. And
they say it's beautiful.
Yeah. And I will tell you about how I tried to go to the lighthouse, but then I took a detour and I didn't end up at the lighthouse. Okay, there's story time. Story time. Why are you looking at me like that? Anyways, so basically, I got distracted because I saw a very, very steep path down a mountain, and I was like, ooh, that looks fun to climb. Judy, don't touch that part of the crab, it's gross.
They're
guarding
it, huh?
And yeah, so I climbed down there and I saw plastic water bottles. So I was like, I need to pick these up. And then I saw a cool stick. So I was like, I need to pick that up too. So my arm was full of plastic water bottles. And then I had to take the stick and I had to jab it into the wall and pull myself up the mountain because I couldn't do it two-handed. So yeah, that was cool, I guess. Yeah.
Are you doing a podcast now?
What? Yeah, I'm doing a podcast. Do you want to say anything to my viewers?
Listeners.
But I've been saying viewers. They can't even see me. Anyways, what? How do you? Nobody has anything to say. Dad, do you have anything non-embarrassing to say?
So I
did Okay. I said non-embarrassing. Yeah. I'm just staring at a portrait of somebody on a shirt. Okay, what do you have to say, Judy?
It seems like they're like guarding
Don't come near me with that, bruh.
It's
like a boomerang. She's cutting open crab legs because seafood and we're at the sea, so yeah. Anyways, I think that's all for today.